Hey, what's up? It's Randy. It's my mid-afternoon, post-lunch fucking walk. So it's a pretty nice day in the Central Valley, and you hear the little dog barking? It's my fucking neighbor. Little cute, ferocious animal. But so I was thinking about the conversation I had with this awesome producer slash composer that I'm working with on some of my new music, and if you follow me at any level, you'll know that I've become completely obsessed with creating music, songwriting, getting shit produced, and pushing it out to share with others. And I had an interesting conversation yesterday with him, and we talked about, like, you know, this idea, like, how do we listen to music? Like, where do you draw inspiration from? And one of the interesting things that I sort of reflected on is the fact that I don't really listen to much music, meaning I don't, like, sit there and consume, like, you know, 10, 20 different artists a day, like I know some people do, just listening and exploring, like, different genres and things like that. I've got a pretty set and distinct taste in music that's been consistent for a very long time, and it also, you know, I'm also able to kind of toggle back and forth between different genres when I play. So when I write, you know, I've got some indie rock and roll stuff that I write. I've got a lot of it, you know, has roots in, like, island jazz type of vibe, because I'm from Guam and that's kind of the shit that I grew up listening to. And then I love the hell out of R&B and hip hop. So those are, like, my favorite, like, types of music, and some country in there. And you know, it was interesting when I started thinking about it, because you would think that, or at least when I look at other artists, you know, they draw from experiencing various things. For myself personally, I realize that my inspiration comes from, like, deep reflection, and I'm sure it's very similar to others. And, you know, and it made me think about, like, how I kind of stumble upon different sounds, right? And so, you know, I could be listening or watching a movie, then I'll hear a song on a soundtrack that really gets me going, and then I'll basically go down the rabbit trail and find an artist that I really, really like, and then there you go, right? And so now I found a new piece of music that I'm, like, consuming on an obsessive basis, right? And so that, you know, that's typically, like, how I experience finding new music. But for the most part, you know, I'll listen to, when I find a song that I like, I'll listen to that shit for, you know, the entire month, on over and over and over again. And then I actually, like, obsess over things like the lyrics, the arrangement, little instruments. I try to fucking, you know, think about, like, what the artist was thinking about, what inspired it, what's the artist's life, you know, what it was his life or his or her life like, that led up to that song. Just fucking crazy, you know, stuff that drives me nuts, actually, sometimes. But at the end of that, you know, there's this idea that, you know, my greatest inspiration are my own experiences, right? Not the experiences of others. Although, you know, I draw inspiration, you know, in general, but from in terms of the creative process, like, I just focus on my shit. You know, I write, I think, and I create, and it's, like, purely focused on action, right? Which is kind of crazy, because I've been able to take, like, the lessons, life lessons that I've learned over the last 20 years operating, you know, either in my own business or in a venture-funded startup that I'm a part of, you know, basically taking those, like, execution-oriented concepts and applying it to the creative process, I think has, like, really benefited me in a lot of ways. But anyway, I just thought it was an interesting thought, you know, about how, you know, I don't, you know, explore too much in terms of other people's music unless something serendipitous or it happens that allows me to stumble upon it. Or there's some, like, specific context that, and I'm introduced to music, and so it resonates with me. Those are generally the way that I come across new work. But I don't know if that's narcissistic or not. You know, I started thinking about that too. Like, am I just, like, so into myself that I just listen to my shit? And anyway, I don't know what that really means. But anyway, I just wanted to share that thought. Hope you guys have a great mid-afternoon, and I'll talk to you later. Peace.